Ba 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 we're lambs. 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 He's got a flock of lambs to know and proud. He's gonna steal them from his hand. Ba 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 we're lambs. Went through the fence looking for some friends. Tom's on his grand, so we got him back again, cause I'm alive, ba 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 we're lambs. Ba 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 we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going, gotta take you to the promised land. Ba 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 we're lambs. Ba 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 ba. Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb. Ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going, gotta take him to the promised land. Ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs.
Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs.
Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. Ba ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs.
Well, greetings everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Got a great program, part three of Digital Time Codes. We're going right into the message tonight, and we're going to tell you some incredible, what we believe incredible things that could possibly happen here in just a short time. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's already a lot of bizarre things happening already. I mean, things are just coming, you know, on board in reality. Now, when people talk about a pole shift, the end of the world automatically comes to mind. And on December the 21st, 2012, which is the end date of a 5,125-year-long cycle in the Mayan calendar, now, the apocalyptic forecast, true or not, there's some interesting things that we got to take into consideration. Now, I'm already on record as saying I don't think it's the end of the world. I think it's the beginning of a major change. A digital time code. That's why we're talking about this. Apocalyptic. What does that mean? Well, if you look at the freaky phenomena that we already are having, bizarre events in nature, wicked natural disasters, it's only May, ladies and gentlemen, or June, the 1st of June, and we've already had a lot of happenings, just this year, earthquakes. Let's take earthquakes. Early spring, the ground quaking and still quaking, shaking until the devastation is chaotically mind-boggling, with hundreds of thousands of injured and dead. It started in Haiti, and since then we've had two in Chile, two earthquakes, I mean of major magnitudes. Hawaii, Japan, Turkey, and California, and rest assured, California's coming up. Mexico, I'm predicting that California is due for the big boy. We're in troublesome times, ladies and gentlemen. Mexico, Russia, Indonesia, and then China suffered the same shaking fate, and many more places around the globe. I'd be here all night if I was to mention there's quaking going on today. Deadly earthquakes. A lot of them in 2010. Like something out of a disaster film or a epic night terror dream. You wake up and say, are these earthquakes triggered by a deadly chain of events including fires, landslides, tsunamis, drought, pestilence, war? We're right in it, ladies and gentlemen. We're right where a magnitude 7-point earthquake that destroyed Haiti. And by January the 24th, at least 52 aftershocks followed. And then estimated 300,000 people affected. 300,000. Immediately, with 3 million people displaced. Chile, two deadly earthquakes, like I was saying, on April the 14th. In China, they woke up to a nightmare of a 6.9. You know what the Father said in Matthew? There'd be earthquakes and famines and pestilence, flash flooding, waves of the sea roaring. Come on. Pestilence and plague, that is just like written out of the Old Testament. That we could read about swarms of locusts invaded the Queensland, Australia, on April the 8th. The plague is said to be the biggest to hit the region in 30 years and strip much of the plant life bare. And now they're in the worst famine that they've ever had, a drought. Almost sounds something fishy. Well, it wasn't no April Fool's prank. But it rained fish for 2 days in a remote desert town in Australia. Fish. Rained fish. You've heard it, the old saying, it rained cats and dunks. In this case, it was fish. This phenomenon was documented by National Geographic. And it is called alluvia. De apices, or rain of fish. Rain of fish. What about the 2010 volcanic eruption in Iceland? It caused major destruction of air travel. Still going on right now. Had a plume of ash 30,000 feet in the air and drifted over Europe, shutting down major airports. The largest disruption in quite a while. The night of April the 14th, thousands of people across parts of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin witnessed a gigantic fireball lighting up the dark sky. Reactions ranged from it's the end of the world, UFOs. Although the fireball was impressive and highly unusual, the reality of it is somewhat less dramatic, and the fireball that streaked across the sky was a large meteorite, glowing as it entered the Earth's atmosphere from outer space. Tornadoes happen every year in Tornado Alley. Just had one out of the alley, probably, if you will, up in Michigan and in Ohio. Loss of lives, property damage. Remember the one that we had here in started, I think, maybe down in Mississippi, Tennessee, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Kansas, and Colorado, and even Alabama. Freak storms, hurricanes, and typhoons. What's going on? Unprecedented. Unprecedented in our time that we're talking about, and it's only 20 and 10, and we could have what is called a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Are we due? I would think so. I think we're overdue. And why? Well, let's go back to the Mayans. They were an intelligent civilization. They had advanced writings, knew mathematics, and were well-versed in astronomy and astrology. And most people think that perhaps the world that they predicted that will end in 2012 are at least concerned, and we're doing a program about it, and we've done many before. Because something's up. Now, we know that there's a shift of time. We're talking about digital time codes. Is our government precedented? We're up now to around $20 trillion in debt and growing, and probably that's just the tip of the iceberg if they would release the... I mean, now, when we say $20 trillion in debt, who do we owe? Well, we owe the international bankers. Are they ever having a feast? Why should you be worried? Should you even care? Well, the world don't. They're eating, drinking, and being merry, just like it was in the days of Noah. Just like, if you will, just like it was in the days of Lot. And as it was in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be in the end time. There's a digital code that the Bible prophesied that day would come, and here it is. What's so different about the days of Noah? What were they doing then? They were miscegenating. They were mixing their blood, crossing, adulterizing their blood through the races. What do we got going today? Same old, same old. Nothing new under the sun for what is to be has already been. And the digital time codes, the biblical prophecies, if you would interpret them and look into them and study and pray and fast and take them serious, you would be worried. Now, tonight I want to go into the four horsemen, and I'd like to double it and make it eight because a double witness. I want to compare the double witness of the four horsemen that's written about in the book of Revelations. Horsemen known as war. Remember that there was a time period, a digital time code written in the book of prophecy that peace would be taken from the earth. We had the four horses. We had the red horse, the white horse, the black horse, and the white horse. It's mentioned in Matthew 24, verse 6. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars, he said. What have we got going today? Wars and rumors of wars. The threat of wars all around us. Now we're building what is called a Tiffany. We're approaching a Tiffany, if you will, a drum roll of the hoofbeats of the horses. We're approaching that time on the digital time code. We know that there's war in Iraq. There's unrest in the Middle East. That's where it's the hotbed. That's where you want to look because the Bible talks about in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 that there will be a great gathering of forces. Now, we had that great gathering of forces in the Middle East in the 90s with Bush and then Bush Jr. carrying on the family tradition, war. Why war? Why these horsemen? Why these four horses of different colors? Why are their hoofbeats getting louder Well, with all the unrest, we got Russia nervous. They have a nuclear arsenal second only to the United States, and probably the truth known, they probably have more than we do. Now, what about, they're not going to use it. Oh, no? Well, then why is it that the Bible says that he's going to intervene, like I said last night, and cut short these times if we're not in a digital time code mode of the four horsemen? Russia supports a nuclear program for Iran. Now, Iran is on the table. Now they're fixing to beef up the sanctions. They're going to ratchet up the rhetoric. Are they using Iran as a pretense to take peace from the earth and have what is mentioned by the Illuminati, the International Bankers Concern? They don't give a damn. War's profit. I mean, to us that have to fight the wars or to suffer the wars, that's incredibly inhumane. It's the hoofbeats that we don't want to hear. The pale horse, death, and the black horse. Peace taken from the earth. Blood representing the red horse. Up to the bridle rein of these horses. Nuclear capabilities. Iran. Now we've got the sinking of boats in the Middle East. Israel is declaring that they have a right to mistreat the Palestinians, and yet they moan and groan about the Holocaust, the way they were treated, they say, or their fathers were treated in World War II. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever seen the atrocities of this horse of death, this black horse, peace taken from the earth, death, carnage, all in the guise of religion? Our intelligence now is reporting that they're planning to do a preemptive strike at any time on Iran to take them out. Now, with retaliation, America would step in because we're sworn as allies to Israel. Well, that brings in Russia on the side of Iran. We have the book of Ezekiel 39 coming into view with the horsemen and the hoofbeats getting louder and louder all the time. We're on a digital time code. What's so significant about 20 and 12? It is when, actually, that there's an alignment. Now, we had disalignment, if you remember, in 2000, with six planets lining up, and everybody feared then. Well, it went off without a hitch. We had solar flares and things like that. But did you know that in 20 and 12, we have what scientists are telling us, the largest horsemen, or hoofbeats, if you will, approaching hoofbeats, for the possibility of such solar flare eruptions, and of course the sun has been sort of calm, but every 11 years, it's strange that 11 is that figure again, 9-11, 9-1-1. We have the time approaching that we should be concerned with the alignment. And the Mayans, they stopped right there. They stopped. Well, is it just a chug hole in the road, or should it stop? Is there going to be time after 20 and 12? Somebody's laying the foundation for Armageddon right now. I see it coming. Do you see the approaching horsemen? War, famine, pestilence, rumors of wars, earthquakes, all this is happening. Look at the disaster we got down south. It looks like, with the continuation, the 51st day, and now the beaches are, you know, nobody can come in certain places. Tar all over the beach. The wetlands, the ecosystem is being saturated with waxy oil, tar. All we need is the feathers. Or all we need is the brine and the pitch to have a Sodom and Gomorrah event. What's going to set this thing off? I don't know. But I do know one thing. We're laying the foundation for Armageddon for sure. Famine. Oh, it's not a problem. With global warming on the horizon, we should easily have all sorts of droughts throughout the world, and that's what we're having. Droughts equals mass starvation. Well, guess what? Well, but it ain't come to America. Look at Walmart. Man, they're full of food. They would never run out. Ha, ha, ha. 3 days. In 3 days, without being resupplied or a source of supplying, all of your major grocery stores and chains would be emptied. Now, if there was a panic, a fear, or an impending doom of the horsemen known as pestilence, or let's say that there's a nuclear terrorist attack somewhere, you're talking about people stocking up and buying, and how you couldn't get a match, you couldn't get a lantern, you couldn't get a generator, you couldn't get nothing. You couldn't get food, you couldn't get water, unless you had all that already stored up. Are you ready?
Hell no.
I don't really buy into all of this gloom and doom that you preach, Pastor Buddy. They didn't buy into it in the days of Noah. I mean, hell, they laughed, they mocked, they made fun. But the same day that Noah shut the door, death and destruction came upon them unaware and took the wicked away. The Brazilian rainforest is practically gone. We keep cutting down the trees. And only Yahweh knows what diseases are hiding and lurking in there. Bacterial, we're flesh-eating bacteria. They can't control it. We already have AIDS. We have the superbug. Are we preparing for major diseases in our near future? You got to admit that the Mayans, and you got to really admit that the Bible recognized these days. I don't care whether you do or not. Horsemen known as death. If global warming really gets a good kickstart, you say, "Oh, I don't believe in global warming." Well, why don't you just drive up to or fly up or take a boat? I've done this. Go up to Greenland. The largest island in the world, covered at one time with 98% of its surface covered with thick ice and snow. It ain't that way anymore. It's exposing land. It may just be a warming in that area because other areas are experiencing other types of disruptions. Global warming, wars, terrorism. We're going to look for more death. They've got it planned. Somebody is wicked and somebody is evil. They're wanting to bring these plagues, these diseases. Now, the Indians, the Apache, the Blackfoot, the Caddo, the Hi-Atisk, the Comanche, the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Cherokee, the Chippewa, the Maidan, the Sioux, all of them believed in a prophecy that would lead us toward the end times when they predicted that a white buffalo would come upon our world. Well, listen, a pure white buffalo was born on August the 20th, 1994, on the Hinderler farm in Janesville, Wisconsin. And they said it was a mark of the prophecy. And from there, we should look for troubled end time horsemen. Well, here they are. Is it just a coincidence? Well, it just so happened that white buffalo appeared. It's now world famous. 1994. And that's only like 16 years and counting. It would be 18 years to December the 21st, 2012, or thereabout. Guess what happens? During the winter solstice, this center of the universe, or the galaxy, the Milky Way, will align with our own sun, and this alignment was seen as a significant time event to the Mayans, and this alignment as significant as was the Star of Bethlehem that announced the birth of the Messiah. Now, there is a horseman, a new horseman on the scene, known as Axis. Yes, there is a threat right now that a global cooling, and perhaps the Earth will shift by a mere 33.5 degrees. And that would cause major damage. And who could survive an axis shift where I said last night that it could tilt and the poles reverse, that the North Pole would be at the South Pole and vice versa? We would have such a tilt and change that it would produce catastrophic times. An axis shift. The ring of fire around the Pacific is getting more and more active, ladies and gentlemen, and producing earthquakes and of a magnitude and intensity that is, I mean, just look at the charts. They keep these accurate charts, and today we are at max. Something is maxing in the earth. Is the earth angry? We got horsemen known as quakes. That horseman will shake the earth. He's coming. He's going to double up and increase in intensity, and it's predicted. Yeah? It's predicted with that around 20 and 12. Now, could all of this be the beginning of the end? Not the end, but the beginning of the end. Could this be the time of trouble that's spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7? Check it out. Mentioned again by Christ, the Anointed One, the prophetic event digital time code revealer in Matthew 24. This is set on a timeline. What about comets? Omens to disaster. People who dabble in the Bible codes. I have a friend that does this. Think that the earth will be impacted by a comet, or that planet X is a distinct apostle. What about that horseman that comes galloping into our galaxy? Look up. He said signs will be in the heavens. Anybody looking up? Anybody, you know, taking stock in what's coming? They're talking about an asteroid. Apophathist impacting in 2029 or 2036. What's coming? That's on the scene. predicting, the scientists are predicting that it will impact. That's about the size of the state of Texas. Oh. How would you like to have a big chunk of rock? How would you like to have a chunk of rock about the size of Texas impact into the earth? You saw it couldn't happen. It's already happened in times past, disasters. Nibiru, nearing close orbit towards Earth, 20 and 12. Why did they pick this time? Why did they end their calendar? Disasters. Catastrophic. Events. Why is the government throwing caution to the wind? It's just like all of a sudden their pocketbook strings is untied and they're spending. You don't really know what they're spending for. Let me see now. The horsemen of occupation. The horsemen of prisons. Crowd control. Foreign troops. We're having an exercise right now with the UN done admitted that they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of foreign troops. Our troops are overseas. Well, we need somebody to come in and save us from ourselves. Or save them from us, whichever that you prefer. The latter preferred by me. Perhaps that Planet X that I have mentioned is just somewhere fixing to emerge onto the scene, and that would be the Death Star. Wormwood. From that would come what I have hoped to get into eventually, is the Serpent Race. Returning to planet Earth, cast out of heaven, forbidden for a time, and then finally released. And here he comes, knowing that he has but a short time. I would love to get into that. I'm just itching to get to there. But I've got to build a gestalt in the digital time codes. These things are on tap, and the horsemen are bearing down on us with these actual time codes, and perhaps 20 and 12. We could kiss our future goodbye. Is there a time when we're going to have to start wondering if we have tomorrow? I mean, ever since that we've, you know, I know the mockers and the scoffers are going to come in the last days. Where is the promise of his coming? You nuts. You predicted things to come and places, in different places. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a watcher, if you are in tune, if you have your heart strings tied to prophetic events of Matthew 24, you know what I'm talking about is actually the truth. That we are in for a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Satan, these snake people, and yet they're not going to appear as snakes. They're going to appear as our saviors. We need somebody to come in and change the course of history so drastically. I mean, the Messiah came 2,000 years ago, or we're told he did. The event was recorded through the Star of Bethlehem, like I already mentioned. And yet, only a few of the wise men knew that. But when Satan comes, it's going to be with fanfare, with a timpani, a drum roll, pomp, splendor, glory, television, events, as he and his angels come emerge somewhere out of the deep. Have you ever read the Bible that said that Satan was cast out and his angels were cast out with him? Where in the hell are they? Is there a digital time event to mark his entrance? Is light and darkness fixing to clash in such a way it's never clashed before? Is good and evil fixing to war as the gods of the heavens are angry and for the final Armageddon that is coming upon us? Earth shifts? Well, we've got to have a Savior. Now, if we're actually doomed for the year 2012, if you add all the horsemen up that I've talked about here tonight and the possibilities, we are sitting on a precarious edge of eternity never to be the same. Something is going to dominate the seas, the waters, the earth, the space. And that somebody is that masterful snake man, the serpent, the god of this world, the wonderful, turned himself into an angel, going to promise you liberty. He's got to have the earth in total control by the kings of the earth who are preparing for the event. No wonder our government, if they know that this is fixing to come, would throw caution to the wind and spend like money's going out of the style, because they don't have to answer for it. They've already got all the wealth. Why would they need more money? Money don't mean anything to them. It's the power. And the Bible said that the kings of the earth will be persuaded by the fallen angels to prepare for the great king that comes from the sky. Are you prepared for something coming out of the heavens? Is his planet that he was locked in on? The Bible says that the war that ensued in Revelation chapter 12 was a feuding war. Has these angels, these what we call these intelligent beings that's higher than we are? Are we just pawns? It seems like the battle is for this planet. Something good must be here. A covenant people must abide here. The enemy to wickedness abides on this planet. The sons of light are here. It's just like I played the song, we're the sheep. But we're we're blind. We're dumb. Something has happened with these digital time interludes that has really disarmed us. I talked about the reptilian brain that we don't need. This reptilian brain is linked to these fallen ones. We actually bear the image of Satan. That's why that his people are so plentiful, and why the sons of Yah are so few. It's going to scare you. If you only knew this futuristic doomscape that is coming, we would prepare ourselves, and that's what the Bible said. We would look up for what? Our redemption. Now, if we look up, with redemption comes the possibility of imprisonment, of hatred, of killing, mass killing, prison. The Bible, it describes all of it in the book of Revelation. Along with the four horsemen, the four periods of the assault, of the final assault, for Satan to rule the earth and to bring it under subjection. Now, of course, with all of this negative energy approaching, Satan is nothing but negative. The earth is not made for his feet. Did you know the Bible says eventually that even his footprints will be wiped out, both in heaven and in earth? That his memory will be wiped out, both in heaven and earth? But did you know that this great impending Armageddon battle for the supremacy or the rulership of the earth, that this king from the heavens, this intelligent being, they're going to approach and they're going to form an alliance with the kings of the earth? The Bible tells you that. And yet we're so resistant to these things because we have been steered with this mystical little floaty image of the church being raptured out and floating around on a cloud, when actually our creators are just like we are, only they are old, men of renown. That's what the Bible said. Wise, a little higher than we are. And so when they come back, they're going to take full advantage of this through the digital time code windows. And Satan, knowing he has but a short time to come, this will be a perfect time for him to be. Did the Mayans know this? Were they preparing us for some futuristic time? At the time they wrote it was futuristic. Now it's a reality. It's upon us, and it's called the signs of the last days. What shall happen? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the world, or the end of the age is what the scriptures really say. Not the end of the world, because the world, the earth, it's an inhabitable planet. I don't foresee any time in the future that it's not going to be here forever, because the righteous are going to inherit it. Oh, yes, it's going to have to be liberated. Yes, it's going to have to be saved from the very people I'm talking about. With his angels, the Bible said. And everybody and their grandmother in Christian churches, in all walks of life, all religions, the Bible says, with deceiving power he's coming, and the whole earth, with an exception. Here's what it said. The whole earth, with an exception of those whose names are written on the Lamb's book. The whole earth is going to be deceived. And what they're going to do, they're going to give power into this mighty one, this angelic being, Satan, who's never been seen, but exists. He's a real being, ladies and gentlemen. He's created with beauty beyond description. You talk about people worshiping Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley or idolizing some superstar. Boy, you ain't seen nothing yet. The people are going to literally melt in adoration and adoring and worshiping. The Bible said, he shall deceive the very elect, if possible. If your name wasn't presented, if your mind wasn't in some other frequency channel, you'd tune in to his channel and he'd get you. All the world is tuned in to his frequency. They shall worship the beast. Now, this beast happens to be beautiful. Seductive. I mean, he got Eve, your mama. He took her for a ride. And since then, the eyes of the righteous, the minds of the righteous have been tied up. We're streamed to a frequency of we can't download the power. Remember that the apostles were blessed in an era of time with the digital time codes 2,000 years ago. Well, here we are, 2,000 and counting, and there's another set of digital time codes that are bound to happen right now in a couple of years. Now, we do know that it's the coming in and the going out of the constellations at the midpoint of this crossing. we're going to have a clash of the titans. The gods in the heavens are going to be angry and they're going to war. The war is going to continue and it's going to be, if you will, climaxed. Well, you talk about a gigantic climax. We're fixing to have one here on planet Earth. The final war to liberate the sheep that I played you here. It's coming. The dumb sheep. The ones that Yahweh is going to bless with a reattachment of DNA. We're going to get what we deserve. It's long been an itis. We know that there is a way that seems right, and to our own mind we know it's not right, and sometimes we go, you know, treading water just to keep from drowning. At this point we are struggling sheep that has barely made it through into the day of reality. Now, it's a doomsday event, 20 and 12. I believe it'll come and go. It'll be smooth with the things that's going on today, if you call that smooth. Only it'll intensify. We will be alerted with these signs. They're coming. And by this, we know that we're about to merge into, if you will, the time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that the time is nigh, even at the door, and these digital time codes that I'm referring to you are nothing more than precursors, if you will, mile markers, to help you see that we're in the last days. We're where other generations have prayed to be. You're the end time generation for the change of the age. Now, whether it goes on another 1,000 years, because one day could be 1,000 years, if you understand what I'm talking about. Yahweh is coming for a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied His name. Yahweh's coming back for a people that have acknowledged Him and have not denied Him. Do you know who He is tonight? Do you know what His name is? Have you been baptized in His name? Have you put Him on? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Now, it's one thing to have natural food. Do you have any spiritual food? Have you been trained? Have you really heard about the truth of what's going on? The Bible said Satan will deceive everybody that dwells on the earth, except with a few exceptions. Now, if that's true, then you better take a look at your church. You better know. You better pray that you're counted worthy. You better know that you've passed from death to life. You better reach up into the heavens with your understanding and do a chin up to heaven's gate, and there pray that you be counted worthy to escape the things that's coming upon this world. Very few people are. Very few people are ready. They don't have the mystery solved. If you do, tonight count yourself marvelously blessed. My people shall know me. They shall know my name. They shall know the plan to escape. It's a simple plan. The people of faith of yesterday were men of like passion like you are. They escaped. You can escape too. Even in this last day, when the trial of your faith and your patience will be tried, especially when Satan, and we're told This is how it's coming about, ladies and gentlemen. In all of this chaos comes rule. That's been the socialist philosophy. That's why we're going from a freedom, Christian, loving nation to a socialist, repressive truth. Don't even confess God. Now we've got a president that won't even put his hand over his heart when he prays or when the Pledge of Allegiance is read in our Constitution. We elected this guy, or at least that's what they said. He don't want to offend anybody. The flag that we have flown across the world and become the strongest nation, now he's compromised and said it's an offensive flag. This is your president. He's an antichrist. These people that run the world and the people that you think are God's chosen people are nothing more than anti-messiahs. They're anti. They're not for him. Well, they say they are. They claim to be God's chosen people. But they're strongest preachers against the one that died for you. No wonder that they hated him. No wonder he hated them. No wonder the war is still going on. We're just cannon, or fodder for the cannon. You know, they're going to put us in slave camps and concentration camps, if you want to call it. If you think that the Holocaust, I mean, this is the day of revenge. These people that claim to be God's chosen people are going to be your jackbooted people with their boot in your neck, because they're going to rule the world, and Satan, their father, is coming to make sure it happens, and they will be. They'll hate you. They'll kill you if you don't deny your Creator. That's what this is all about. These digital time codes are just mile markers along the way, and we're approaching a mile marker that'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. You're either going to waken up here in a couple of years, you're going to go completely out of your mind to serve the devil. There'll no longer be a middle of the fence. You ain't no longer going to sit on the fence and wonder which way to go. That day's going to cease. You're either going to be for him or against him. You're going to love him or deny him. You're going to be hot or you're going to be cold. You're going to be in or you're going to be out. You're going to be up or you're going to be down. You're going to be light or you're going to be darkness. That's what's coming. These are digital time codes that are mile markers along the way, and we're fixing to press the biggest digital time code into existence that man has ever known. It's a change of the age. The Aquarian age pouring out. If you've ever studied in the constellations, you'd understand why that the serpent holder is coming to handle the snake. But the snake's going to come first, and when he does, he's going to appear as God-man. He's going to appear as the king of the universe. And all the world will worship him, whose names are not on the Lamb's Book of Life. This is what the digital codes are all about tonight. I hope and trust that you understand. I hope and trust that you know. You call it tonight. Call it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, let me remind you can write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Sponsored by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. And Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. And you know, I love you a whole bunch. I'll see you Friday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Central. Tune in our website, oneyahweh.com. I'll be back Friday night. Yahweh bless you. And it thrills
me just knowing that my friends I can bring, and they too can drink water from the well.